From Spark and Anvil and Rupture Repair. This is Eddie in Chapter 1 of the Rupture Repair cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Down where the Heart Harbor River met the sea, the water mostly rushed, but in one spot, just behind a smooth gray stone, it turned slow and calm and went around in a gentle, patient circle. That circle was called an eddy, and the small, round, soft gray creature who lived there was named Eddy too. She was an otter tween with a calm, low way of moving, and she spent her days in that still pocket of water while the current rushed by a paw's length away. "Everybody thinks the river is only the rushing part," she'd say. "But the river always makes these quiet spots too, right next to the rush. You just have to know they're there." One afternoon, a young squirrel named Wren came tearing down the bank, her whole body shaking. Something had gone wrong between her and a friend, a sharp word, a slammed door of a moment, and Wren was already trying to fix it, words tumbling out fast and tangled, making everything worse. Eddie watched her for a moment. Wren's breath was high in her chest. Her paws were trembling. The words she was throwing at the problem were just splashing, not mending. "Hey," Eddie said softly, paddling to the edge of her calm circle. "Come sit by the still water a minute, before you fix anything. The river's rushing too hard through you right now to mend a thing."
Wren shook her head fast. "I have to fix it now. I said something bad and I have to take it back right now, right now."
"I hear you," Eddie said, and she didn't argue and she didn't say calm down, because she had learned long ago that the rush was not a thing you could order away. You want to fix it. That's a good, kind wanting. "But look," she nodded gently at Wren's trembling paws. "Your hands are shaking. Your breath is way up high. When the river's rushing through you like that, anything you try to build just gets washed away or comes out as more splashing." Wren stopped, just for a second. She felt her own pounding heart. She felt the high, tight breath. She hadn't noticed until Eddie named it how flooded she was. "It's not bad that the river's rushing," Eddie said. "Something hurt. Of course the water's high. There's nothing wrong with you for feeling it big." She patted the smooth stone beside her, at the edge of the calm circle. "I'm just saying, you don't have to mend from the middle of the rush. There's a quiet spot, right here. Come let the water settle first."
Wren climbed onto the smooth gray stone, and Eddie showed her the only thing she ever taught: how to find the still water inside her own body, the way the river found it behind the stone. "You don't push the rush away," Eddie murmured. "You can't. You just give it a quiet edge to slow against." She breathed, low and slow, so Wren could see it. "Feel your feet on the stone. Heavy. Then a slow breath, all the way down past the pounding, down to your belly. Let it out even slower. We're not trying to make the feeling leave. We're just slowing the water enough to see through it." Wren pressed her paws to the cool stone. She breathed down past the pounding. The first breath barely helped. The second one reached a little lower. By the fourth, something in her had stopped tumbling. The rush was still there, off to the side, but she was sitting in a calmer pocket of it now, watching it go by instead of being swept along. "There," Eddie said quietly. "That's the eddy. Not the rush gone, just a calm place beside it, where your thinking comes back. Feel how your hands stopped shaking?" Wren looked down. They had. She could feel her own breath reaching the bottom now. The sharp words she'd said still mattered. She still wanted to mend it. But the wanting wasn't a frantic splashing anymore. It had somewhere steady to stand.
"Now," said Eddie, once Wren's breath had found its slow rhythm, "now you could go mend it if you wanted. Not because the feeling's gone, because you can think again. You can hear yourself. You won't just splash." Wren noticed the difference in her own body, and it amazed her. A few minutes ago, every attempt to fix things had made them worse, because she'd been trying to build in the middle of a flood. Now, from the calm pocket, she could actually picture what she wanted to say to her friend. Slow and clear and real. "I almost made it so much worse," Ren said softly. "I was throwing words at it while I was still shaking. None of them were even the right words." "That's what the rush does," Eddie said, with no blame at all. "It makes you so desperate to fix the hurt that you try to mend before your hands are steady. But a steady hand mends. A shaking hand just tangles." She smiled. "The waiting isn't the opposite of fixing it. The waiting is the first part of fixing it. You found your still water. Everything you built now will actually hold." Ren felt her breath slow and reached all the way down, and felt how different her whole body was. Not happy yet. The hurt was still there, but steady. Steady enough to go be kind on purpose. And she understood, sitting on the smooth stone by the calm, circling water, that this steadiness was a gift she could give herself any time the river ran high, just by finding the quiet edge.
That evening, Mend, who watched over all the mending in Heart Harbor with gentle, unhurried eyes, found Ren resting by the eddy, her breath finally low and even. "She came down ready to fix everything from the middle of the flood," Eddie told Mend. "We just waited by the still water until her hands stopped shaking." Mend nodded slowly. "And how does it feel now, Ren?" they asked, "before you go and mend." Ren searched her body for the answer the way Eddie had taught her. The hurt was still there, but underneath it now was something solid. "Steady," she said. "My breath goes all the way down again. My hands aren't shaking. I feel like I could go say the real thing now, instead of just splashing." She looked at the calm circling water beside the rushing river. "Mostly it feels like relief, like I didn't have to be swept away just because the water got high. There was a quiet place the whole time. I just didn't know to look for it." And Eddie settled back into her gentle circling pocket of still water, glad in her low, calm way, because the rush would always come, for everyone. But now Ren knew that right beside it, always, there was a quiet edge where her own steadiness was waiting to be found.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Eddie. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.